Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for joining. Hope you're having a great week. We continue the journey through New England. We are Connecticut. I know we did New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, and hopped over Massachusetts. Well, there'll be at least three episodes, maybe four episodes for Massachusetts. A lot of great bands in Boston. Got some Boston hardcore and just a lot of other cool shit in general in Boston. So we're going to go to Connecticut and do two episodes there. So the first episode is actually going to be several bands that we have played, done interviews with, some newer ones that I discovered that I really enjoyed. The next episode will feature some bands that we've played before as well, and a lot of newer bands to myself. And there is room, so if I don't play a band that you think I should be playing from Connecticut or checking out and sharing with others that listen to the show, then make sure you let me know. They could already be on the list, but better safe than sorry. I'm only going to be doing two for Connecticut before we move on to Massachusetts. For the weekend, got a covers episode coming. More punk bands covering classic punk bands. You know, bands from like 70s, 80s, some cool shit like that. So good stuff, good suggestions for that one. Let's get into this episode. We have got the Abductors up first. So a couple interviews we've done with Connecticut bands, including the first two here. The Abductors did an interview with them, and it's posted on episode 64 of SLC Punkcast. It's out September 2018, if you want to go check that out. Speaking of that, over on POW Radio, I'll be more active with that. I've been saying that a lot, but I do intend to. And I'll be active with that on POW Radio. You can check out Punkanoi Worldwide social medias. Stuff should be included there. It's over on the slcpunkcast.com website. You can stream it. It has its own page for streaming. And POW Radio on the Google Play Store. So for Android users, I don't have it set up for Apple, I apologize. They wanted me to pay for a yearly Apple developer membership, and I haven't quite got there yet. So for now, that's what it is. And the reason I'm mentioning that at this point is a lot of those interviews that I still have, I'm going to be playing those weekly on Throwback Thursdays, including tomorrow. I think tomorrow we will include the episode or the interview last week. If you don't listen to SLC Punkcast, well, we did an interview with Easy Company, so I will be throwing that one on. That will be at probably 11 a.m. Eastern time, and I'll be posting for that tomorrow. And so that might be very soon or in the past, depending on when you listen to this episode. So the Abductors formed in late 2009. They released Time Has Come, which is an EP, April 10th of 2020, coming up on 4 years ago. They are found at The Abductors CT on Facebook and at Abductors CT on Instagram. They're from Avon in Connecticut, and the track that we are going to get to right now is called Dropping Like Flies.
See the nighttime sky, the world away in the morning light, with a cheap beer and a cigarette. By your side, I'm full of wind with the dear life. It's a busy life, they'll stay in mine. Whoa, 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 whoa.
killer stuff. Love the Abductors. Got to see them perform when I went to Connecticut. Wallingford, that is, Cherry Street Station. A lot of great bands go through there and play. I got to go see Northeast Oi Fest about 5 years ago. Pretty close to the date. And got to see the Abductors there. Almost got to see the next band, and we did have them on the show. That is Cry Havoc. Did an interview with them on SLC Punkcast, came out on episode 91.5, which was March of 2019. So that was 4 years ago. That was right around that time we were doing, or I was doing the, I think it was right before, like Northeast Oi Fest was like the end of the month, and we probably did the interview the end of February. So got to see those guys. It was really awesome. Got some pictures to take with the band. Like I said, almost got to see him play. Somebody got sick the day before, morning of, something like that, and they were unable to play, obviously. I think it was it the drummer? I can't remember. Either way, wouldn't have worked well without one of the guys in the band. So unfortunately, didn't get to see them play live, but got to meet most of the band. And they're awesome. They're at Cry Havoc Punks on Facebook and on Instagram at Cry Havoc _ band. They started in 2006. Again, go check out that interview. We'll be playing that over on Power Radio before too long as well. They released No Good Deed Left Unpunished May 25th of 2019. And they are out of New Britain in Connecticut. Let's get to a track off of No Good Deed Left Unpunished. It is Never Lose Your Way. Never Lose Your Way. They're awesome. Hope to get to see those guys again, along with the Abductors. Next up, we're going to play Lost Riots. I've played them before as well. They did a split with Cry Havoc. That's why we're going to throw them in here. Kind of a similar sound. They're out of New Haven. And the Kids You Love to Hate, the band released that December 7th of 2019. They're at The Lost Riots on Facebook and at The Lost Riots Punk on Instagram. We're going to play Don't Think Twice, great track. Hadn't played that one previous. If you've listened to the show before, I definitely do my best to play other tracks by the bands because the bands make more than just one track, even if I happen to have favorite or favorites. And I really did like one that I played previously. It's called If I Knew. So because the Don't Think Twice is a little bit shorter, it's only about a minute and a half, I'm going to play both of them back to back, Don't Think Twice and If I Knew, in case you missed The Lost Riots before. Let's do it. They're out of New Haven. Here goes.
Turn around and walk away. Turn around and seize the day.
Two from the Lost Riots. They're out of New Haven, like I said, and we're going to play a couple others here back-to-back, also from New Haven. First, Drug Shock. This is the only album from the band, Drug Shock. It's called Strength in Numbers. Came out October 1st of 2014. Love this album. Got the vinyl. It's great. Features Todd Strempel, who's also in the next band. Like I said, we're going to play them back-to-back, which is Copyright Chaos. And the band also features former members of Iron Cross and, as I said, Copyright Chaos. There is an Instagram page for the band, at Drug Shock, if you want to check them out there. The album's great, Strength in Numbers. I definitely recommend checking it out. Next, we'll play Copyright Chaos. They're something off of Veni, Vidi, Vici, which came out July 1st of 2008. So chronologically, we're going in a reverse order, newest to oldest here, between these two bands and projects that Todd Strempel was involved with. Copyright Chaos started in 2004, and a quote I want to read because it more accurately depicts the band than I would have done. It says, "We are punk, real fucking punk rock in its purest form. You could stick our band in a syringe and shoot us in your veins, and you would sprout a fucking mohawk." There you go. They also have just an Instagram page, at Copyright Chaos Punks. That's punks with an X, the way it should be. Both bands obviously out of New Haven, like I said. So first, Drug Shock, Slave to the Media, and then it will be followed by Copyright Chaos, I Hate Everything from Drug Shock. Sorry, I Hate Everything, Drug Shock, then Slave to the Media from Copyright Chaos. Watch my world go crumbling.
Life.
Copyright Chaos, before that Drug Shock. Two fantastic bands right there. Digging it, we're going to jump into another band I really enjoy out of Connecticut. They're from Waterbury in Connecticut. Going to be playing the oldest track on this episode anyway. The band Forced Reality, they put out their self-titled in 1989. They do have a Forced Reality hyphen official if you want to go check that out over on Facebook. I don't know how active it is, but played some tracks off this before from the band, and I dig it. This track right here that we're going to get into right now is Blood is Thicker Than Water. Great tracks on that self-titled from Forced Reality. I recommend checking it out. Great classic skinhead band there. Next up, we're heading back to New Britain in Connecticut for the band Bloodshot Hooligans. They released Bring Back the Spirit March 14th of 2011. They are at Bloodshot Hooligans on Facebook. Newer band for me, but I really dig what I was hearing here. So we're going to get to the title track from the band. Here we go.
Coming at the shores and dances of these alive.
Hotshot Hooligans back. That's awesome. Bring Back the Spirit. That was the title track. I think I just said the title track. Didn't specify. Sometimes we play when the band has a title track, but it's the title of the band, you know, the band's name. Anyway, Bring Back the Spirit, definitely an album I recommend checking out. A cool one that I got to come across recently. Next up, back to New Haven. And the band is Sergeant Skag. Yep, we have had those guys over on SLC Punkcast as well. We had a couple of the band members did a split interview as the band did a split with Hans Gruber and the Die Hard. So the first time, and I think the only time, that we actually had two different bands on for the same interview. But again, they were doing a split, and this was back March of 2021. If you want to go over to SLC Punkcast episode 204, check that out. Feel free to do so if you have missed it. This band, Sergeant Skag, has been together since the 90s, the late 90s, that is. And they just put out a new release called At Least More Than Halfway Dead that came out September 12th of 2023. They are at Sergeant Skag, and that's SGT Skag on both Instagram and Facebook. Short for Skagnetti, if you didn't catch that interview that we did. We are going to get to a track that we haven't played yet off of At Least More Than Halfway Dead, and this one is called Charred Castles. Could definitely use better ingredients. I love that track. Charred Castles, Sergeant Skag. Go check out their new one that came out this past September. Next up, we're going to do a couple other Connecticut ska bands. The band The Agonizers, played them before. They're actually based out of Connecticut and Massachusetts, band members in both. They formed back in 2019, put out a first full length, I think around then. That's where this track is. It's found on their first full length. But It also was put out on that compilation that we played on that last ska episode, New York New Tone compilation. This is actually a four-piece ska band, and the Agonizers, the track that is on the Root Down Sounds compilation, and also That's Right is the release that they put out August 18th of 2023. The track's called Not Enough. That compilation, again, did just come out December 15th. And the band is members that have been a part of New England underground scene since the mid to late 90s, including bands like So Long Liberty, Ghost Times, and The Caps. At The Agonizers on Facebook and at The _ Agonizers over on Instagram. Let's get to that track again. It's called Not Enough.
Is it enough to just agree? Is it enough to make you happy? Well, not me. Is it enough to live on your knees? Is it enough to make you happy? Well, not me. It's not enough. When I get knocked down, it's not enough to keep me on the ground.
Agonizers, Not Enough. Great stuff. Next, we're going to head to New London. You know, I guess if you're not familiar with the Northeast there, well, we've just in Connecticut, we've been to New Britain, New Haven, New London, and I'm sure there's plenty of other new somethings. I mean, we're going to be heading to New York before too long. So the band that we're playing next from New London is the Hempsteadies. Some more ska there from the Northeast. This is their third full-length album called On the Undercard, and it was released less than a year ago, July 14th of 2023. They are at The Hempsteadies on Facebook and at the.hempsteadies over on Instagram. The track we're going to play from On the Undercard is called Rats.
Crazy.
Hempsteadies. That was Rats. Great stuff there. Next, we're heading to Clinton in Connecticut for the band Easy Killer. Easy Killer released a self-titled Easy Killer, and they did so October 31st of 2020, and they are found at Easy Killer CT on both Instagram and on Facebook. Funny track, I thought, and I think they released this as a single prior to the album getting released too, is My Best Friend's Mom. We didn't play this one when we played them before, so let's do this one. Here we go. It is Easy Killer. Like I said, it's pretty funny. Great stuff out of Clinton. We're going to head back for another couple in New Haven. First up is the band Zombie. And that Zombie with two I's, no E, Zombii. They released the album Fail Harder October 15th of 2021. And they started as a band back in 2013. So they just celebrated 10 years for them. Congratulations. They're at Zombie Band. And that, again, that Zombie with two I's, no E, at Zombie Band on Facebook and at Zombie CT on Instagram, two I's. We're going to play a title track. It's great. Hadn't played this one previously. It is called Fail Harder off of Fail Harder.
I've been waiting.
We're going to play another band out of New Haven. This band is The Rats. That's Rats with a Z. They released Thoughts and Prayers just over a year ago, March 8th of 2023. And unfortunately, The Rats have called it a day. This album actually was a posthumous release. They called it a day before. Johnny Disaster, vocals for Cry Havoc. He actually did the artwork on this one. So if you see that on our post, or just go look up The Rats and their album Thoughts and Prayers, you can check that out. The Rats are at The Rats, and that's Rats with a Z, The Rats CT on Facebook, and at The Rats Punk over on Instagram. So you can check them out on that. Let's get to The Rats, and we are going to play a track off of Thoughts and Prayers. It's called Riot.
I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I want riot. What a riot. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I want riot.
Stuff. Just a couple tracks left to go. Next up is the band Nancy Boy, and that's B-O-I, the way it should be. They released Pogo Pong on April 29th of 2022, so coming up on 2 years ago. They are Pogo Puke Repeat. Once you hear the track, you'll know what I mean. At Nancy Boy Punk on both Instagram and over on Facebook. We're going to play the title track off of Pogo Pong. Here goes.
Bring your food, maybe even shot cocktail.
Pogo Pong, Nancy Boy. Great stuff there. We got two more to go. Next one's out of Torrington in Connecticut. It's the band Damn Broads. They did a split with The Rats. But we didn't play a track from either of those. I think we played tracks from those splits from those bands on previous episodes, so we're focusing more on their other releases. Looks Do Kill is what the Damn Broads, or just Damn Broads, not the Damn Broads, but Damn Broads released September 1st of 2017. They are CT Cunt Punks. I don't know if that needs an explanation. At Damn Broads on Facebook and Instagram. You can check them out there. Again, they're from Torrington in Connecticut, and this track is called Lost Control. That's C-U-N-T-R-O-L. I try to say it that way because it's spelled that way. So here we go, Damn Broads. Control. Great stuff. It's going to bring us up to our last track of the episode. It's some garage punk with some famous roots, as it were. The band is called Killer Kin, and they are kin of Arthur Killer Kane. They're based out of New Haven in Connecticut, and that'll wrap up the show. About a year ago, April 28th, 2023, they released self-titled Killer Kin. And they are at Killer Kin Band on both Instagram and on Facebook. We're going to check out their track off of their self-titled called Mr. Dynamite. We'll be right back. Mr. Dynamite. Dynamite's coming. You better run. Great stuff. Killer Kin played them before. I dig that cool garage sound. They were out of New Haven. That's going to wrap up this episode. Like I said, we got some covers coming. Another episode for Connecticut. So if there's anybody I missed, like I said, I've got most of the episode full, but I've got a couple spots just in case. So let me know, and we'll be playing another full episode of Connecticut next week. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great week. See you on the next one.